Greetings, dear family. Jesus wants to speak to us today about encountering Him. He desires a closer, more personal relationship with us, and He wants to baptize us with fresh Holy Spirit fire anew each day. In Matthew 3:11, we read, "I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." Amen. Jesus began speaking, "I desire all of you to ask me for the grace to encounter me more fully and my Spirit. This generation is a people who honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." That's in Mark 7:6. You are given a choice each day to either embrace me or turn away from me. Read my word and recognize the comparison of those who drew close to me and those who pushed away. Today, I present to you the difference between a relationship with me, like my disciples had, and a Pharisee-like relationship, one in which religion, duty, and appearance are the priorities, not sharing your heart with me. When you conform to a spiritual routine that causes you to feel distaste when your sins are exposed and you choose to ignore it, this response will harden your heart and you won't come to me with true repentance. Instead, you will put on spiritual airs, fooling many around you, including yourself. This will create an inner struggle within you if you continue to hold to the tradition of men. My people, the Pharisees didn't know how to process their encounters with me. They sought the rules and not the rule maker. This kind of thinking is not wisdom, but prideful. If you are not teachable to wise counsel, dear ones, this mindset will resist opportunities to encounter me. Even my own disciples, after witnessing my life and miracles up close, still allowed human logic to triumph over spiritual wisdom, over and over again. But the difference is that they were willing and teachable. The key to encountering me is to run towards me and not away. Embrace my teachings and allow my Spirit to labor within you. Be beggars before me and come with a humble heart. Many of you do not realize some of our encounters together. Every time my word stirs your spirit into action, or you feel convicted about something, or a need to repent of your sins, you experience the presence of the Holy Spirit. Those of you who welcome me to stay and change you, despite the discomfort you may feel, will be granted peace in the midst of it, and a greater intimacy will ensue between us. When you continue to work in union with my Spirit, then your heart will soften, and you will start to feel a burning desire to remain in my presence. When I call you, children, embrace it. Do not run from it or think that you are not really hearing my voice. I want to enter the innermost place of your heart, transforming you from the inside out. I want to remove the stain of human self-righteousness and leave you with godly humility, taking the focus off of yourselves and off of the world and fixing your gaze upon me. This kind of a relationship will take time and will endure many failures on your part, but my love for you and my divine presence will beckon you back into the inner chambers of my heart to be forgiven, cleansed, and restored. Ask me to change you to resemble me. This type of petition melts our heart and gives us an abundance of great joy. And that was the end of his message. Here is a prayer to help us experience more encounters with Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, I humbly come before you with my heart filled with a deep longing to experience a personal encounter with your Son, Jesus Christ. I ask that you guide me through this prayer, that your Holy Spirit may intercede on my behalf, and that your grace may open the doors of my heart to the transforming power of encountering your Son. Lord Jesus, you are the embodiment of love, compassion, and grace. With humility, I surrender my preconceived ideas of what this encounter should be like. Help me to be open to your leading and willing to accept whatever form this encounter may take. I pray that you will meet me wherever I am, in the depth of my heart and soul. Grant me the awareness to recognize your presence, whether it's in a gentle whisper, a profound revelation, a subtle nudge of conviction. I repent of my sins and ask for your forgiveness for all the times I have put worldly concerns before my relationship with you. Help me to remove the obstacles that hinder my connection with you, so that I may draw nearer to you each day. Through encounters with you, my God, mold me and let my life be a living testament to your power and grace. Please grant me the patience to persevere and to recognize the lessons you have for me each day. I am grateful for your unwavering love and being at my side during this journey. May my encounters with you, Jesus, extend into every facet of my life, shaping my thoughts, actions, and relationship with you and others. Help me to seek you with all of my heart. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen.